John chapter 12, verse 37 says, "But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him." He's doing miracles. I can't do miracles. God, Jesus Christ is literally healing blind people. I mean, if we saw that, we would be tripping. You know, we would. We'd be freaking, whoa, you know. But they saw that and still didn't believe on him. They saw all the miracles. They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. The chief priests and all those guys saw him, Lazarus, come out, you know, took the napkin off his face. And, you know, then they wanted to kill him too because they saw him raised from the dead. But, so they were reprobates, man. They could, you know, and that's what this is saying here. It says, verse 38, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe. They could not believe, okay? Get that point across right there. They could not believe because that Isaiah, the prophet they're talking about, said again, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them." These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. See, there were some that did believe, but most of them could not. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. So these guys that were, they did believe on Christ, but they were too scared to say anything. And, you know, that makes me think about, you know, just in our daily life. Let's do a little application here. You know, if we believe on Jesus Christ, do you confess him at your work? Or are you too afraid of being made fun of at work? Or do you confess him, you know, in front of your family? Or are you afraid your family's going to make fun of you? You know, do you confess him to your friends? Or are you afraid that your friends are going to make fun of you and call you a Jesus freak? You know, and they will. Believe me, Jesus Christ, he divides. You know, I don't have a line at my door of friends and family wanting to hang out with me all the time anymore. So, verse 43, it says, "For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." So, you know, we should take heed to this, that, you know, even though, you know, it only takes faith and to be saved.
Amen.
It only takes faith to be saved, but, you know, we shouldn't be cowering in the shadows and being afraid to tell people who we are and what we believe, you know, because God wasn't afraid, you know, to stand up for us.